From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, gunning for a Peabody. When we grow up, when we're a big show one day. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2008.
It is April 3rd.
It is? Oh, you're right. We just talked about
April
that.
April 3rd.
I'll read whatever they put in front of me. April 3rd, 2008. And so speaking of a Peabody, our friends over at the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, that's the very popular NPR news game quiz that's produced out of WBEZ in Chicago, they won themselves a Peabody. Congratulations,
Golf
Wait, Wait.
Golf clap, sure, Wait, Wait.
And we thought it only appropriate to play a little bit of that deliciousness that is Wait, Wait and the reason why they won. This is a bit from a recent episode. Here's Peter Sagal, the host, introducing the popular game, Who's Carl This Time?
We'll recreate three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first quote.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead, we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Ah, the fabulousness of it all. The awards committee noted, reminiscent of one of the earliest forms of interactive media, the call-in show uses the week's top news stories for both fodder and for education. So congratulations to the Wait, Wait crew, Radabeed and company.
Very exciting.
Other people who won, there were several Iraq war reporters that won. Kimberly Dozier won at CBS for her Road Home. Bob Woodruff won a Peabody
Both
as well.
Both of whom were injured over there.
Yes, as well as also Mad Men won in the entertainment
committee. Cool.
And our personal favorite, 30 Rock.
Who's crazier, me or Ann Curry?
That's you, Peabody worthy. Anytime. All right, so we'll get ourselves together. Could be us this time next year. On the show today, a group's quest to identify more than 40,000 unidentified corpses in the United States.
Really interesting story. A bunch of volunteers, they spend a lot of time hoping to identify these John Does and Jane Does. Also, today is Tweed Day, but maybe not the kind of tweed you're thinking about. It is the birthday of the infamous 19th century politician Boss Tweed. We're going to take a look at Tweed's legacy and career later on this hour.
Although some people just celebrate the fabric today, really.
I love tweed. I forgot to wear it. I was going to shoot.
And what happens when a mystic tries to kill a rationalist on live TV? Ratings gold. That story. Plus the meeting of our first book club, a conversation with the author Hisham Mattar about his book, In the Country of Men. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first... Two out of three ain't bad. The big NATO meeting in the Romanian capital of Bucharest continues today. Some agreements are coming out of the talks, and so far it looks like President Bush is getting most of what he wanted.
First up, a missile shield for Europe. Here's the president speaking yesterday in Bucharest.
We can only imagine the devastation that would be caused by a ballistic missile attack on one of our cities. So I believe strongly we have a responsibility to work together to ensure that such attack never comes to pass.
And it looks like President Bush will have his wish. Leaders there appear set to endorse the missile shield, which would be set up in the Czech Republic and Poland. The missile defense system has long been a sticking point with Russia, which worries the shield could threaten its defenses.
But senior American officials are saying today they expect Russia to drop its objections. A summit statement would acknowledge the shield's potential to protect Europe from missile threats, particularly from the Middle East.
Second up, more troops in Afghanistan. Mark that one in the win column for President Bush. French President Nicolas Sarkozy confirmed today at the summit that France will send a battalion of troops to eastern Afghanistan as part of efforts to bolster NATO peacekeeping forces there.
But in the world of international diplomacy, sometimes you're the bat, sometimes you're the ball.
Yesterday,
President Bush stepped up to the plate on behalf of Georgia and Ukraine.
NATO should welcome Georgia and Ukraine into the membership action plan. And NATO membership must remain open to all of Europe's democracies that seek it and are ready to share in the responsibilities of NATO membership.
Swing and a miss. Today, NATO set back the president's drive to put the former Soviet states on track for membership. France and Germany led the opposition, arguing that the two countries are not yet stable enough to join. NATO will review both nations' prospects in December.
And there's one more decision that's come out of the summit. We'll call this one a tie. Macedonia was also denied membership for now. Greece vetoed the bill because Macedonia has the same name as Greece's northernmost province. Greece contends the matching name implies some sort of territorial claim by the country of Macedonia. NATO officials agreed to let Macedonia join once the name dispute is resolved.
And there was one thing everyone could agree on. Tomorrow is the 59th anniversary of the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty, which created NATO. So get your fruit baskets in the mail, people. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.